أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال رب اغفر لي وهب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي إنك أنت الوهاب فسخرنا له الريح تجري بأمره رخاء حيث أصاب والشياطين كل بناء وغواص وآخرين مقرنين في الأصفاد هذا عطاؤنا فامنن أو أمسك بغير حساب وإن له عندنا لزلفى وحسن مآب صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى continues to speak about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and here Allah تبارك وتعالى relates a dua that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had made to Allah تبارك وتعالى, a very unique dua. And together with that, Allah تبارك وتعالى also reveals in the ayats after this that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had accepted the dua of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. The dua was, قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. He said, he supplicated to Allah, O my Rabb, forgive me. Now this was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, are free from all kinds of sins, before the Nubuwat, after the Nubuwat to a greater extent. But yet we find that Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam continuously asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And this leaves a very, very great and powerful lesson for us, that we need to continuously ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. وَهَبْ لِي مُنْكَرْ. And then, O Allah, grant me a kingdom, a sovereignty, لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِ, such a sovereignty that will not behove anyone after me. In other words, give me such a kingdom, such a rule, that after me nobody else will be able to rule the way I had ruled. It will not be appropriate for anyone, and no one will be capable of having such a great kingdom. مِن بَعْدِ, some have stated that in my time, and some have stated, forever and ever till the day of Qiyamah, no one else will have such a kingdom. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. O Allah, you are al-Wahhab, you are the bestower, you are the giver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحَ. We had subjugated the winds for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً, that the winds began to blow very swiftly, very softly, حَيْثُ أَصَاب, wherever Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam desired to reach, that winds took Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in that direction. It was not fierce winds that will become difficult for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam to handle, but they will be soft, swift wind that will take Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam wherever he wanted to. The morning's journey will be 1 year, and the afternoon's journey will be 1 year. And in this way, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was given the sovereignty, was given the subjugation of the wind, and the wind became submissive to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, from the previous verses, that when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had slaughtered and sacrificed his horses for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he made this dua. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him the wind in lieu of those horses. Now there was no need for Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam to have horses to go from one place to the other, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him this wind. And in this wind, on his carpet, on his musalla, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would go from place to place. We find in a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person leaves one thing, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives that person something better. A person leaves a guna, in place of that guna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person something far more superior, and that is the sweetness of iman, that halawatul iman. A person is involved in some kind of interest-orientated transaction, and now he has to give up a property, he has to give up some of his assets because he wants to come out of that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him much more and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him better rozi, more barakah, more sustenance, etc. The second is Allah ta'ala says, وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاسٍ وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. The second thing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made submissive and subjugated to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam were the jinnat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak of different types. كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاسٍ. One type of jinnat were those that were builders, and they would build for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam whatever he desired. We discussed the building of Al-Aqsa, etc. And then Ghawas, that these will go dive into the ocean and they will take out the pearls for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Wa akharina muqarranina fil asfad. And then there were others that were chained because they were rebellious, so they were chained, and all this became submissive to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why we find in a hadith of our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was performing his salat, and then he said, A'udhu billahi minka. And then after that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-anuka bil-anatillah, three times, that I seek refuge from you, and I curse you with the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he completed his salat, Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, you said such a thing that we had never heard before. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that shaitan had come, and one narration, shaitan had come with some fire and he attempted to throw it at me. So at that time, I made this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had put his hand out, and then he explained to Sahaba that I intended to capture the shaitan, and I would have submitted, the shaitan would have become so submissive to me that even the children of Madinah Munawwara would have started playing with him, they would have made him a toy. But then I remembered this dua of my brother, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and hence I decided not to do that. So this dua of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had been even accorded by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam with a great deal of respect. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes, هَذَا عَطَاؤُنَا فَمْنُنْ أَوْ أَمْسِكْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That, O Sulaiman, this is our ata, this is our bestowal upon you, our gift upon you. So famnun, if you wish, you may bestow this to whomsoever you wish to. Give it out as much as you want to. O amsik bi ghairi hisab. Or if you wish, you may withhold it, and you will not be questioned about all this. In other words, there will be no hisab in kitab. If you give, if you hold back, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not question you about it. Wa inna lahu indana لَزُلْفَى وَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes the story of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, like he concluded the story of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, making a very, very pertinent statement and a very pertinent remark, that certainly Ba'as, he is very, very close. In other words, he has a very close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ. And an excellent abode. In other words, an excellent status in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us all to work for. We'll find the common factors. He turned towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had accorded him with the status. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.